This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. One of my favorite movies is Rounders. The one with Matt Damon and Ed Norton came out when a Texas Hold'em was becoming really popular and quite the craze. And I love that movie. And here's one of the things that I want to take from that. If you're familiar with the movie, Matt Damon and Ed Norton are generally trying to clean up on playing poker together and working on things. And there's a scene where they end up, Matt Damon ends up in Atlantic City, and he's at a table with a lot of other rounders, grinders, people who are professionals. And these tourists come in that are sitting down and they don't realize what they've come into, right? They sit down and they're in this shark's den, if you will. And one of the things that is the lesson in that part is talking about the tell, is what people have as their tell. When you're playing poker or something like that, people have like facial tics or things they do with their hands or the way that they bet or the way they drink their beverage and whatnot. And if you've ever played poker or games like that, where it's you versus somebody else, then you sometimes can see that and learn about that from your opponent. Now, why do I mention this, especially on the Authentic Persuasion Show? The key is that in what I do, in listening to phone calls, talking to sales reps, listening to their meetings or observing them in their sales calls, I can pick up a tell of somebody who is an order taker. There's a lot of different tells, and it's so important to understand that and identify it, because really when we're talking about sales, when you're selling, you're up against something major. You're like that tourist that sat down at that table with all these professionals, and if you don't know what you're doing, you're in trouble. And it's not that you're up against sharks, it's that if you're in sales, you're up against that prospect you're dealing with, and you're up against eons of evolution in their brain to keep them safe, and they are not wanting to change. If they wanted to change, they would have already bought from you. And I talk about this a lot in the Authentic Persuasion Pathway, but basically they're in their comfort zone. They want to know how to safely get out of that comfort zone, and they're hoping you can help them, but it's also a battle, right? Unconscious, subconscious, the consciously battling you and not wanting to budge, and you're up against that, right? Even with the best of intentions wanting to help them, that's what you're dealing with. And if you have any tells that are triggering them to think that they have the upper hand, or you're not confident, or you're not strong enough, then they will crush you. Now, how do they typically crush you? They walk away from the deal, from the conversation. They disappear. They enter what I call the prospect witness protection program, where they never call you back, even if it was a perfect fit. They throw up objections, questions, concerns. They do all kinds of things to just crush your hopes and dreams of moving that qualified person forward. So what happens? Now, the number one tell that I see constantly is when salespeople stop. Now, let's be clear. There is a time when you should stop. When you mention a price or you mention a term, that's generally when you should stop. If you tell them what the price is, the next person to speak loses their position and their power and their control. And you want to make sure that's not you. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking at the point where you answer a question and then you pause. Now, I talk about this a lot. If you want more details on this, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com, and mention the Overcoming Objections ebook. Okay, because I go into more detail. Or you can go on Amazon, you can download it, 99 cents. Or if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can get it for free. But it's the Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. That's the one you want. Now, here's what happens in this scenario, is you're going along. Usually you're going to ask for something that's sensitive to them or triggering them to be worried, right? Maybe you need billing information or payment information or social security number or something like that. And then they go, wait a second, blah, blah, blah. And they ask you a question. Then you answer it, which is what you're supposed to do. You try to address that objection, question, or concern, and then you want to move forward. Now, order takers, and what I see as a tell of an order taker is someone who answers that question and then pauses. They just wait. They don't know how to proceed, or they think the nice thing to do is just to wait and make sure that person understood the answer and they're okay with it and they're comfortable with it and address their question, concern, or objection, and then they can move forward. that order taker is looking for the green light from the other person that it's safe to proceed. Now, what does that mean? Well, usually what happens is you create this gap in the conversation. Nature hates a vacuum and wants to fill it. Your potential customer who's already scared or concerned or worried at some level and wants to stay in their comfort zone will now throw something else at you or just end it, right? They'll say, oh, no, I don't like that. Or send me more information. We've all heard that. And that's usually a sign that something went sideways. Why does this happen? Again, the salesperson acting more like an order taker leaves that gap. The other person wants to fill it. What should you do instead? Well, the short part of this is you want to make sure you stop stopping. And again, I wrote about this in Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transform from Order Taker to Quota Breaker. So if you want to read the full chapter on that along with the book, make sure to pick that up. But I also put a lot of it into actionable steps in the Overcoming Objections ebook. What you want to do is you want to make sure to not pause, not stop in those situations. You want to answer their question, concern, or objection. You want to address it the best way you can, usually with the shortest answer possible. And then you want to return to your question. Because like I said, what usually happens is you asked a question, they freaked out in their mind, stopped you, interrupted you, asked their question. And so you want to do is answer their question and then return to your question or return to your process and just move forward. You want to keep on keeping on. Don't pause. If they have an issue with the answer or what you said, or they have a follow-up question, they will stop you and ask again. But what you want to do is you want to return to your question, RTQ, return to question, right? Do I have to sign a contract? Yes, you do. What's the best address for me to include on the invoice, right? Just go back to your question that you tried to ask before they interrupted you. And if they have a question, they might say, well, how long is the contract? Or why do I have to sign it? Or I don't like to sign it. That's okay. Then deal with that one. Just make sure to not leave a pause. Don't leave a gap and just always be moving forward. Remember, especially when it's used right, the person who's asking questions is in control. If you leave a gap, they're going to ask you a question. And then if you answer and leave another gap, they're going to ask you a question. And I call it a death by a thousand punches because nobody as a salesperson can handle an unlimited amount of objections, questions, and concerns that will cause that prospect to just be more and more scared or more and more justified in their mind why they shouldn't buy. Nobody can handle that. You can't just keep getting punched over and over again with questions, concerns, or objections. You have to be moving forward. You have to be the one in control. And again, trust that if they want to or they need to, they will stop you. Otherwise, it's your job to keep moving forward.